You know, there's a verse that I was just reading before service, and it calls Jesus Shiloh. It's in Genesis 40 something. I forget the exact chapter, 45 maybe. I'm probably wrong with that, but 40 something. It's the chapter where Jacob is after the story of Joseph and everything, and Joseph was the ruler and that whole thing, and Jacob, Joseph's dad, Jacob is blessing all the sons that he has, and when he gets to Judah, Judah is obviously the father of the tribe of Judah, and Jesus came from that tribe. So it basically talks about how a man would come through Judah when he's blessing Judah, and it calls this man Shiloh. And Shiloh means tranquil, like peace, which probably why it sounds like shalom. Good, again, just the Hebrew, you can normally tell. And so Shiloh is the name that it gives Jesus there, which is a pretty cool name for Jesus. And it just means tranquil, and it means, you know, peace. And what it talks about there, it just talks about some really cool stuff there. And it talks about, I won't explain everything, but it just talks about Jesus and how, it talks about how the obedience of the people would be to Shiloh, and how, this is the cool part. It's all the obedience of the people, but I believe the people there is talking about the Gentiles. I didn't get to look the word up. But all the peoples there, he's talking about the nations, the Gentiles. So that's talking about, it was a prophecy about how even non-Jews, that they would become obedient to the law of Christ. And so it says the obedience of the people would be to Shiloh. And this is what it says Shiloh would do for those that become obedient to him. Because when you talk about a ruler, because that's the context it's giving there, it's talking about Shiloh and how he would rule and the people would be obedient to him. And when you normally talk about a ruler ruling over his people and the people becoming obedient to him, you know, we obviously always think about in context of the way the world works and the way that, you know, that people lord over those that are entrusted to them. And when you have a ruler over you, how the people are the ones that are serving the ruler and things like that. But it's pretty cool. It says all of this, and it says the people will become obedient to this lawgiver, Shiloh, and then it describes what Shiloh would do with his people. And it describes it as his donkeys, okay? And that may, it's not trying to insult you, but Shiloh's donkeys and the donkey's colt, a donkey in the Bible is his servant. So this is what he would do with his servants is what it's talking about. And it says Shiloh would do this with all those that come to be obedient to him and those that come to be his servants to serve him. This would be the service. It says, so just for context, an ox or a donkey is a servant. And the yoke is kind of like a picture of service, all right? So when all the people come to Jesus, Shiloh, this piece, to be obedient to him, it says Shiloh will bind his donkey to the vine and to the choice vine. And the word bind there is yoke. He will yoke. This is the yoke he'll give all his servants, right? It's almost like you want to put it in quotes, servants. All those that come to do this special service to Shiloh and this special obedience to Shiloh, this would be the service. He yokes them, because this is service now, right? That word bind in the King James is yoke. He will yoke them or give them the service of what? He'll yoke them with a vine. And he'll yoke them, it says, with a choice vine. And so it's just interesting because obviously this is symbolic. What does that mean? That Shiloh, if anyone comes to Shiloh to be obedient to him, he will yoke his servants, his donkey and his donkey's colt. In other words, his servants and the children of his servants. He'll bind them, he'll yoke them with the choice vine. And this is what's important to know, because obviously oxen and donkeys don't typically wear a yoke that's a vine on their back. But the vine or wine or grapes in the Bible, it's a symbol. And the meaning of that symbol, it means thoughtless, okay? Thoughtless, not taking thought. That's why God uses that word sometimes for rest, because it means thoughtless, it means careless. So isn't it pretty cool that he says if all these people come to Shiloh, who is peace, come to him, tranquil. All who come to be obedient to him, this is the obedience that he'll give them. Nothing. It literally, that's what it's saying. Because it's funny, he's saying he's given them the service and he puts the vine on their back. And obviously the donkey is the servant, the yoke is the service, and this service means thoughtless. It doesn't mean taking thought to do something, it means careless. So his obedience will be literally nothing. Because obviously our obedience to God is nothing. We don't have any work of ourselves. Even faith, obviously, we know obedience is faith, but faith is not a work. We hear Jesus, and he downloads you with the faith that's necessary to receive from him. And that's literally nothingness. Even your faith is received. So That's literally the obedience that he's given his people, is there is no work anymore. This is the service. There is no service. And so I just think it's an awesome thing. I wish I could get you that chapter for you. And maybe I'll get it for you later. But if you ask me. But when you come to Jesus to serve Jesus, he says he will give you back nothing to do. And that's a pretty cool thing. Obviously, you have to understand what the Bible means in context. Don't just make some silly comparison. Don't you realize that you lose so much richness when you just don't just listen to Jesus? If you listen to everybody else, it's like, I don't know how people would explain that verse. But you know what? When you just listen to Jesus, he'll show you things like that. And it's just a really, really cool thing. When you come to Jesus, he's called Shiloh, and he will give you rest. You come to be obedient to him. Our obedience to God is literally no work at all. It's a carelessness and a thoughtlessness, and you just put your focus on Jesus, and that's the obedience. It's literally nothingness. You come to rest. So, pretty cool thing. He yokes his servants with rest. Pretty cool thing with the vine. So, you know, I'll just stop right there, but we can get ready to give right now. So if you want to give, then we will do that now. Let's just pray first, right? Father, we come to you right now. We thank you so much, Father, for the opportunity to give, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the work that you've given us, Lord, which is really just to rest in you and just to hear you, Jesus. So thank you so much, Jesus, for this work that you've given us, Lord, which is not work. This work which you've given us, Lord, which is really in quotes, Lord, because it's really carelessness. It's really rest, Lord, that you've appointed us to. You appointed us to rest, and we just hear Jesus. We have nothing to do. So we thank you, Father, for the nothingness, Lord, that you've given us, for the carelessness, the thoughtlessness, in other words, the vine, the wine, that thoughtlessness you've given us, Lord. And Jesus, there is nobody like you, Lord, that you call the people to obedience to you, and you want to give them a yoke, Lord. And when we actually get to finding out what this obedience is, Lord, we find out, Lord, to our surprise, Lord, we found out, Jesus, that you didn't want anything from us, Jesus. You've already done everything, and when we come to be obedient to you, you give us back carelessness. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the rest you've given us, Lord. The gospel, Lord, is not too good to be true, Lord. It may sound like that to a lot of people, Lord. It's just really, really, really good. And we thank you so much, Father, that it is good and it is true. And Father, the more we get to learn from you, Lord, the more we realize those two things. It's really that good, Jesus. You really did this, and it really is true, Lord, how good we really have it. Father, I pray that your people, though, would be just inclining their ears to you, Jesus, so that they can renew their mind to just how good, Lord, they really have it in you. So thank you so much, Jesus. Lord, our lives are better than we think, Jesus, because you did a better work than we think. So Father, I pray that your people would just get a grasp on this by inclining their ear to you, Jesus, and you're going to let them know what you did for them. So we thank you so much, Father, for that. Father, thank you for the name that Jesus even has, that name, Lord, Shiloh, peace. And Jesus, thank you for being that Prince of Peace. You reign over us, Lord, and you give your people rest. So we thank you, Father, for all this, and we pray all this and thank you for all this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.